here, right? We've got four, at least town board, and we've got one, two, three, four. I think we got all five village board, right? Is that correct, Paul?
We have Dave.
Hold on a second.
We have Dave?
Yes. I think I saw his name.
Doug.
I don't know what that noise
was. Sorry, that was my email. Tell them the meeting is starting.
Okay. So, Paul, do we have enough to start the meeting? Town and village?
Well, let's see. Who do we have here? One, two, three. Four. Four from the town.
Yep.
And the village, we've got, of course, and that doesn't count Robin, that's actually more than that. And then from the village, we got one, two, three, four or five in the village attorney.
Where is he?
Ernie's here. Is he in? Yep, he is.
Will
it
talk on?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Dave's on.
Okay.
The person who dialed in with 263-960, identify yourself.
It's Doug.
Doug.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Doug Houghton.
You got it.
Jordan.
Doug Jordan. Oh,
Jordan.
I'm sorry.
Jordan.
I'm multiple Dougs. Sorry,
two
Doug.
Two Dougs there.
I'll get you relabeled here.
Okay, then I guess we can call the meeting to order. Could we all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, indivisible,
thank you. I'm not sure which clerk is here to take minutes, so could we have the roll call, please, for who's here? Do we have a clerk?
Yeah, Trustee Houghton.
Here.
Trustee Murphy. Trustee Murphy?
He's here.
He was here.
Jackie, you got on mute?
Yeah, I'm yelling. I forgot to unmute myself.
Okay. Trustee Chatterton?
Here.
Mayor Perkins?
Here. Here.
Is the other gentleman on? Wellitock?
Dave?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. On. Trustee Wellitock?
Present.
Okay. Counselor Wood?
Present.
Counselor Dunham?
Present.
Counselor Horning?
Present.
Counselor Jordan?
Here.
Supervisor Phillips?
Present. Thank you. Okay, everybody. We had asked Carrie a while back to look at that bill that the village paid to, what is the name of it here?
Municipal Solutions.
Yes, and she had sent me paperwork on this and said that she believes it is one that we need to put in with the other bills for the water district. So you guys paid $364. So if I can get it into... for the next week's meeting, I'll put it on as a voucher to reimburse the village that dollar amount, because that has to all has to come out of the H fund so that we can claim it. So we will be doing that, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Carrie, Water District Number 1, you sent us an update. Do you want to share your information with us?
Sure. I did email a copy of the update out to the board members. So hopefully everybody got a copy of that. And just wanted to give everyone an update on what's been happening since our last meeting. So one of the things that we're working on is getting all of the administrative and technical agreements in place for the project. And so in addition to our agreement for project management services, we also need to get a bond council agreement in place. There was a copy of the bond council agreement that was forwarded to the town from Barclay Damon for a not to exceed cost of $15,500 for the board to consider for approval. Local project council, we found that there was already an agreement that is still in place with Rebecca Prosasic. That was executed on April 18th of 2019. The fee that she had in her contract, which was already executed, is quite high. It was $250,000. We had some correspondence with her to get some clarification of where that amount came from and why it was so large. Typically, we wouldn't see local council fees that high. Normally, you know, $50,000 may be, you know, kind of an order of magnitude. And so in some email correspondence with Rebecca this week, she mentioned that that number came from some preliminary conversations that she had with Doug Miller. And she didn't really have a good handle, I think, on the scope and what necessarily needed to be done for the project or how many easements would be needed for the project. So we recommended scheduling a conference call with her and Bernier Carr and Associates to discuss, you know, what they see her role being and get some additional clarification on that so that we can try to nail that down better and see if we can come up with a better number. So we're working through that right now. But in the interim, we do have an agreement that's in place from last year. So if there are things that we need her to do, she can do those things. She fills out at an hourly rate, and her hourly rate is actually very reasonable. So it just seems that she may have, you know, more hours than what may be necessary for the project. So we'll have some more information on that after we have a chance to schedule a conference call with her and Bernier Carr. Fiscal coordination, Marianne mentioned the invoice from Municipal Solutions. That was back from February of this year. I reached out to Jeff Smith from Municipal Solutions, gave him an update on the project and, you know, where things are at right now. And he had actually had an agreement in place with the village for fiscal coordination that went back to 2018. But that was before he realized that the town was actually going to be bonding for the project, and he didn't understand the way the project was moving forward. So he agreed that that agreement doesn't make sense, and the agreement should be with the town now, since the town is the bonding entity, and they'll be the ones that will be taking out the bond anticipation note also. So he's going to draft up a new agreement for the town that will be coming forward at a future meeting also.
Terry, before you go any further, does that mean that he's doing something in lieu of Bart, oh my God, what's the name of it there? The one that we have, bond council?
Yeah, so their role's a little different. So Barclay Damon, as your bond council, is going to be reviewing how you borrow money and making sure that the process that the town goes through is legal and that all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. What Municipal Solutions does is actually help facilitate the coordination with the banks to get the bond anticipation note in place. So I don't anticipate their contract will be large, but they'll help fill that gap of getting the ban, and then you'll have an agreement with them to assist as needed. We work with them on a lot of projects. With them and Barclay Damon, we have that same team in the village of Clayton on a water project and on a wastewater project where Municipal Solutions is sort of doing the ban financing, interim financing piece of it, but Barclay Damon is covering all of the bonding and all that sort of thing.
Okay.
So I do think that's a useful service and will benefit the project, and it is an eligible project expense, but we need to get the agreement in place. And this is part of getting all these agreements in place is critical, because once we get to the point of submitting for funding and starting to submit invoices for reimbursement, they will only reimburse invoices where you have an agreement. And that agreement has to be in accordance with their requirements. We actually have to submit all the agreements to the funding agencies for them to review. So if we get all these things in place now, when we get to the point of submitting those applications, we can fire off all these agreements, and that will help shorten the time frame to get reimbursement back, because they'll already have a chance to have looked at these agreements. So I like to try to do this stuff, you know, right early up front on the projects to get all this stuff in place.
Okay, thank you.
The other admin or technical agreement that you may need, depending on if we are successful with USDA rural development for funding, they actually require a single audit be done. It's only a rural development requirement. It isn't required by our Environmental Facilities Corporation, so it kind of depends. If we end up with RD funding, we will need to have an audit. But we don't need to go get an agreement for that right now. We'll wait until we get a little bit further along. I just throw it out there so there nobody's surprised. That may come up if we do end up with the RD funding. Then we'll get it. We'll get a proposal and bring that back forward to the board to review. And then finally, the engineering agreement, which will be executed with BCA. So I know we had a call with. We, Development Authority, had a call with BCA just to prepare for this meeting, go over a few things earlier this week. And so Gregor and Mike, I think you guys were just going to give a little bit of an update on some things that you've been working on. So I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Thanks, Kerry. Good evening, everyone. In addition to finalizing the agreement, we've also started working on an update to the budget. The current budget is at $9.2 million based on the report that was completed by Miller Engineers. Just a little bit about what we're doing for the budget update. The budget update includes a comparison of the quantities for major components, such as the pipe length, and also involves updating what the unit costs are for each of those items. And for this initial budget update, we're using aerial mapping for comparing the pipe quantities, and we're using spacing requirements for other things such as fire hydrants and valves. And then the actual quantities will be fine-tuned as we start getting into the design process. Some of the other updates, we have the proposed design drawings for the Hastings project. And that's critical so we can see how much of a transmission main you'll need in order to get into the village. So we've started looking at that, and that's gonna be critical for the budget update. Some of the other things, we've reached out to the water storage tank supplier. That's a major component that's part of your existing budget. We're working on getting an updated number for the water storage tank. And we have also started updating a budget for your water service lateral extensions. I know at our last meeting, we talked about developing a separate budget so we could see what the cost is for water service laterals between the shutoff and the residence or business. So we've started looking at that, and we're gonna have a separate budget that outlines what that cost would be for that.
Good.
Other things, we've also been in contact with Aqua. Aqua is the proposed supplier of water, and also they would be involved in the maintenance of the system after construction. So we've reached out to them to see what special requirements they may need for this project. Just one other quick update. We also submitted the report to USDA Rural Development for hopefully a fairly quick review to see what comments they may have and see what, anything that may need to be addressed.
Good.
And then we just had some next steps. Michael, run through some of the next steps, what we're proposing to work on.
Yeah, I'll roll through a list of action items we plan on completing on this meeting. So we plan to finalize our engineering technical services agreement for the town's review. We're going to start and prepare a list of questions that we have for the town and the village as well as Aqua, so that we aren't kind of going through too many times with all you folks to wear you out with our questions. We'll try to get you a consolidated list of everything so we can address it as consistently as possible. We're going to finalize the updated budget, and we're going to submit this to Aqua to review so they can compare it to costs they've seen in similar systems. And we're going to start working on the USDA RD funding application. We're going to prepare a budget addendum for the current engineering report that will effectively serve as an update to that report. And finally, we'll start the WIA and IMG applications when that funding is announced. And it has not been announced yet, but we expect it to be announced sometime this summer, as long as that funding source is still being proposed by the state.
Okay, good.
Well, I think that's our update from the BCA engineers.
Thank you.
I just had a couple other things on my report, Mary Ann. If you'd like, I can run through the rest of those.
Yes, please.
So in addition to BCA submitting the Miller Engineering Report to RD, I also reached out to Environmental Facilities Corporation and the Department of Health to find out what the existing status of the project being listed on what they call the intended use plan, which is basically their project listing form. And it looks like there are two projects on their listing form, one for the village that is quite old, like 20 years old, they told me, that is likely inactive. It had a small dollar amount, but it's still on the list. And then a project that was listed at $10 million, which had a description that matches up with what was in the Miller Engineering Report. So I wasn't sure what had been transmitted previously to EFC. So we uploaded several documents that they'll need to take a look at to make sure their file's complete, which included the engineering report, the intermunicipal agreement, the seeker and the SHPO documents, and a few other things that they had requested. And I sent those documents off to Environmental Facilities Corp and then also to Department of Health. They actually utilize the Department of Health for their technical review down in Albany. So they're looking through those documents to make sure that they have everything that they need in their file and that that's up to date. And then once BCA finishes their cost estimate update, we can go ahead and there's a listing form update that will be completed that basically will update the information, which will show the total new project amount. So as soon as they have that done, we can complete that step. So that kind of gives a pretty good overview of where we're at with funding. In terms of the interim financing, which is the ban, that we really need to get that bond council agreement in place and the municipal solutions piece, and then we can get those quotes and get the ban together to take us through the short-term financing piece. The other part of that is for us to start to compile all of the prior project invoices. So as I mentioned before, we'll need to submit all these invoices with the agreements to the funding agencies to get reimbursement once we get to that point. So I want to start compiling kind of that log of all those invoices. So if I can get copies of those from the town. And I also went through our files. We don't have a copy of some of the agreements. Like, we do have the Barton and LaJudice agreement, but we don't have an agreement for Miller. So we'll need to get a copy of that as well. And I wasn't sure if the village had any other invoices that were project related besides the municipal solutions invoice. If there are any other invoices that are project related, we'll want to get copies of those invoices as well, so we can compile that information. And then once I've got all that together, what we'll be able to present to the group is a comprehensive project budget that's broken down, you know, by category, that will show what the budget is and what the expenses are to date. And then there'll be a second page of that will show all the invoices that back up each one of those categories. And that's something that we update every month. So we'll be getting to the point where we have all that information. We'll be able to present that as part of our kind of monthly update to the group. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Any questions?
Any of the invoices that you need, Carrie, the town clerk keeps all the invoices for the town. She has them in a box, so we would have to have her go through to make copies. You need a copy of the bill, or do you need a copy of just what is approved at the board meeting on the unaudited abstract or the abstract?
I just need the invoice.
The invoice, okay.
Yep. I mean, if you have the voucher with it, if that's the way you save them, Kelly, that's fine. If it's easier for you, a lot of times clerks will do that. They'll just copy the voucher with the invoice, and you can send them that way too. That's fine. Whatever is, easiest for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Some of them that Sam and I came up with that went quite a ways back, I'm going to have to pull that list again. And we'll see what we can find. But otherwise, like I said, the invoices are all kept in the town clerk's office at this point. So, okay. Does anybody have any questions for Carrie?
Oh.
Well, I'm glad I don't have your job, Carrie. I thought mine was bad. Holy cow. You got a lot to do. But I'm glad you're there to do it for us. I appreciate that. I did get an answer back from Mrs. Prosecek, and I'll go over that with you later, Carrie, when I talk to you. So,
okay.
Nothing else for Carrie at this point, board members?
No.
Or no. BCNA, any questions?
No.
Okay. All righty. Okay, we'll move on to the agreement for the planning board. Is Mr. Gennadis on with us?
I'm present.
Mary Ann, before you move on, I just wanted to check, did you need BCNA or us to stay on, or because we will, but I didn't want to, you know, if you have other business that doesn't pertain to us.
No, I don't think
so. We've got plenty of work to do too.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything else. As long as everybody's got their questions answered, counselors and trustees, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. Both of you.
Sure. Okay, thanks. Yeah. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good weekend, too.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay. Back to, is Mr. Gennadis on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, is Mr. Gannett on? Is Bob with us tonight? No. Okay, Mr. Gennadis, we're going to be going over the intermunicipal agreements. Did you get my email today? And I apologize for sending it out so late.
Not a problem, ma'am. Did you get my response?
No, because I left at 2:00.
Nope, so understood. I'm happy to address each point of your email if you'd like.
That'd be great.
All right. So let me bring up my email to get exactly what I was saying. All right. So you had said that for the zoning planning board, zoning board of appeals and planning board, that there was an issue regarding the way that the number of people described in the third paragraph. I'm happy to report that the third paragraph is actually the status of everything before the intermunicipal agreements. So okay, that number is okay. Anything that matters is after the now therefore phrase. That's everything this agreement creates. Everything that goes before that, that's how it was before. So we don't have to change anything regarding to that. That's just how it is. The after the now therefore seem to be correct on both. So that's okay. The second issue that you had was that there was a term of 5 years for the Consolidating Zoning Board of Appeals. And you said that conflicts with Town Law Section 267. Specifically that you can only have the board be the amount of members on there. Right. So you would say that it should be 3. My concern is, do we count the alternates? Should it be still five if we've got the two alternates?
If you do, then you've got to increase the planning boards to seven. So I don't believe in the past they've counted the alternates, but I can't say that for a fact. I was hoping Mr. Gannett was going to be on to help address it, but I don't know that he's here.
Well, that's something that's very easy to fix. Just be aware that this was how it was been going for the past 5 years. Actually, the past 10 years. The initial municipal agreement was first put into place. So you guys were okay with the 10. I'm happy to change it to 3. Not a big deal.
Okay, so we're still in the zone. Okay, so we'll change that to 3 years. All right.
Nothing, and based upon your, there was nothing wrong with the planning board regarding the, because it's 5 years for that.
Correct.
Okay, so that one's all set. The zoning planning, the zoning board of appeals, I'll just change that to 3. No big deal. Take me 2 minutes.
Okay.
The last section you had asked is regarding cancellation, section 7. Specifically, right. You had asked whether if the village would want to cancel out, if we would follow the town's the town's time frame. My understanding is that the town and village both agreed to go by the village fiscal year for the cancellation portion. So if the village wanted to cancel, they'd still go by the village fiscal year, have to require that 4-month notice. And you had also said that is it possible to do something where you just hand the information, the resolution to terminate to a clerk? I would highly, highly, highly recommend not doing that. I think that there was an, based upon the way that everything's written, I don't think you guys wanted to go full service of process with a process server and whether everything had to be properly documented that way. You definitely want to at least do certified mailing for a notice of cancellation. It is way too easy for someone to say, no, I did not get that. You need to have a paper trail. And the cheapest and easiest way is to do a certified mailing. That's my recommendation for that, and that's how it was in the first one. I would not change that.
No, and I don't dispute that. It's just I thought that the process should include one for if the village can do it this way based on the village's calendar, why isn't there one for the town based on the town calendar since it's an intermunicipal agreement for both of us? Even though it may have been that way in the past, doesn't mean that it was right in the past, as we're learning. There were mistakes made, and I was just trying to look at
the documents. It's generally a bad idea to do two different time frames. So usually the drafter of the document, in which case I believe the village drafted these documents initially, you pick a time frame and you stick with it for both parties.
Okay.
That's how it's gone in the past. It's just usually good practice to not have two separate time frames for two separate people, in that it can cause all sorts of nasty issues should one person decide to be semantic about one other thing. I don't think there should be, since there was an agreement on the village financial year, I don't think there's any sort of issue. There's no strength for either one. You just had to decide between the one, and it sounded like in the past you guys decided on the village.
No idea. I wasn't here when they did it. So, okay, that was just the question. I figured if you were doing it one way, for one, why not have it one way for both? But
want to keep it the same for both.
Okay. All right. So back to the board we're looking at first. I got to find my agenda. Bear with me. We're looking for a motion to approve the intermunicipal agreement for the planning board is first on the agenda. The only change that he made on that was none, correct? That stands the way it is based on the paperwork you have, we have.
Yeah, planning board you said was perfectly fine.
Right. So I need a motion to approve the intermunicipal agreement of the planning board between the town and village of Parrish.
I'll move.
Richard, I need a second.
I second it.
And that's who?
Neil,
okay. Any other discussion on the planning board intermunicipal agreement?
All those numbers were correct as given, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I need a roll call vote, please.
Trustee Houghton.
Aye.
Trustee Chatterton.
Yes.
Trustee Wellipack.
Yes.
Trustee Murphy.
Yes.
Mayor Perkins?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Counselor Wood?
Yes.
Counselor Dunham?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we'll move on to the next one, which was the intermunicipal agreement for the zoning board. As he just stated, if you're looking at that document, I put it in your boxes there. The only thing that's going to change is on page 2, under number 2, 1, 2, 3, the fourth line down, it says the terms of the various members of the Consolidated Zoning Board of Appeals shall be 3 years. It's not 5 years. He's going to make that change. And the rest of it was okay. Correct, Mr. Gonatis?
That is my understanding.
Okay. So I need a motion to approve the intermunicipal agreement for the Zoning Board of Appeals for between the town and the Village Board of Parish.
John makes a motion.
And that's who?
Doug, second it.
Doug, Jordan. Okay, I need a second.
John made it. John, I second it.
Okay, John Dunham made the motion. Doug Jordan seconded it. Okay, are there any other questions on that one? No, then I need a motion, or I need a roll call vote, please.
Trustee Houghton?
Aye.
Trustee Murphy?
Yes.
Trustee Welatak?
Yes.
Trustee Chatterton?
Yes.
Mayor Perkins?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. We discussed the town and village board making up the water district committee, the water committee. Can we at least at this point get the names and of everybody that's on it for the town and the village?
Mary Ann, I would like to make one change to that.
To the list of
the water committee. The yes.
What are you looking?
I'd like to recommend take your deputy husband off it because it's a conflict of interest, and Jack Lazinski would like to be on it, and he's in the water district.
It's not a conflict of interest, and it's up to the board. He works for people that do this pipe lane. I'm not going to say it right, but he works for contractors that do it. So we figured with his input, he'd be valuable to give us.
Well, then if they bid for that job, they can't bid on it then because it's a conflict of interest.
I didn't say he was bidding on it. This is strictly for the water committee, Doug. We're not to the point where we're going to do that.
And Jack asked to be on that a long time ago, and he asked me to bring it up tonight to see if he can get on it. And I don't feel like the deputy and her husband both should be on it. I think it should be separate people. That's my suggestion. I don't know what the rest of the board has to say, but that's just my thought.
Okay. Well, I don't know what the rest of the board has to say either.
I think it's well worth bringing it up to the board. The only reason why I suggested Jeffrey is because of his experience working, putting in water. Certainly, he could always filter that experience through me. So, by all means, leave it up to the board.
Okay. Anybody else? John Dunham or Gary, do you have any input or
comment? Yeah, this is John. I agree to put Jack on being in the water district. He does a lot of research.
Anybody else?
Yeah, no, I'll second that. I think that's a good idea.
To take Jeff off and put Jack on?
Yes.
I think it would look better for your community if that being the case. And then Robin still has her spouse as a consultant. Why?
Yeah,
input.
I mean, it's, yeah.
And this for way, appearance sake, I think it looks better.
If his company bids on it, they can accept it. There won't be no conflict, you know.
If they bid on it, okay. Well, that would help his company, I'm sure. I don't even know who they are. Okay, I have a motion and a second to remove Jeff Dickinson and put on Jack Rosinski.
Well, who made the motion?
Doug, I made Jordan, it. I believe.
Doug?
Doug.
Yes.
Gary second.
And I have a second.
John, yes. John second. I thought.
Oh.
I thought Gary said he second, but.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know.
That's okay. John can second. It don't matter.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Okay. Trustee Houghton.
Yes.
No. This is strictly the town. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Councillor Wood.
Yes.
Councillor Dunham.
Yes.
Councillor Horning.
No.
Councillor Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
No. Carried. So Jack Rosinski will be replacing Jeff Dickinson. I will need his phone number and his email to get it to Manassa and Carrie in place of.
You don't have that on file since he was your deputy at one time?
No, the one I had on file didn't work any longer. I just got new paperwork from him. And I'll have to look to see if I have it, an updated one. But if not, if someone can get word to him to get the information to me, I'd appreciate it and make sure that they've got the correct email and phone number so that they can send him information.
Who are the two board members from the town?
We don't have two. We have John Dunham, and then we had Robin Eaton Novak. Now we have Jack Rosinski. And Bernie.
I thought Gary was going to be at it with John Dunham.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I can't get any of you guys to be on it. Of course, some of the meetings will be during the day, so you probably can't do it. But no, so it's going to be Robin, John Dunham, Bernie Horning, and Jack Rosinski. Who's the other one? Do we have five?
That was it.
Okay, so those are the four for the town. Mayor, can you give me the names of those that are for the village?
Well, I had understood that the meetings were going to be decided by the community members as to when they meet, so I don't know if how much is a conflict, but for the board members, we had Jackie Murphy and Dave Willitock.
Mm-hmm.
And from the community, Rich, a little boy, who works during the day. So if it's daytime meetings, it may be a conflict. So we have to wait and see on that. And Kevin will do it until elections in September. Kevin Dwyer, and after elections, that'll be Doug Houghton. And again, it may be a conflict if they're meeting during the day, because most people work during the day.
Right.
I understood that they would decide this once they get their meetings, they meet together.
Yes, that's why she needs the updated information so she can send information out and see who's available when and go from there. Right. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
This is John. Could I get the list of names and phone numbers?
From of which?
That's going to be on this committee.
Okay. I'll get those sent to you.
Yeah, I don't have them right here, Jim, but I'll get them to you for ours.
Right, and I'll get them from the village and put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agenda. Okay. Okay. I have a couple other things to bring up under any other business. I did get an email today from the county that the rabies clinics have been rescheduled. And if you need to do one soon, there's going to be one on, I got to find the date, on June 17th, which is a Wednesday, in Scriba at their highway garage. And you need to call to make an appointment. If you need that one, the number is 315-349-3557. You need to call and make an appointment for that one. After that date, my understanding is they're going to be going with the schedule that they gave out, and the next one would be in Hannibal on July 15th. So if you know of anybody that needs that information regarding the rabies clinic, because I did, I got to get my dog done, please give that information out. That came out yesterday from the county.
Okay. Doesn't the village have to do a roll call vote on their people?
They did. Mayor, did you appoint them last time or no?
In our meeting, yeah.
Yeah, then okay. No, you don't have to do it here. Thank you, Kelly. Okay, and the other one is...
Mary Ann, was that July date, the 15th of July?
Yes. That's right, when they're going to pick up with the, if you got the other schedule, that's the next one that comes up on that schedule, and that's at Hannibal.
Okay.
But right now, the one that they got for June is going to be on the 17th at Scriba.
All right.
But you need to call and make an appointment, okay?
Yep.
All righty. I got this today after 5 o'clock. Craig called me and said that he had put some items up for auction. And the auction, I guess, was prior to today. He got information today of what went for what, and he needs a motion from the town board to accept the bids so he can let the people know tomorrow. I'll give you the information. We had an old mower. We were going to trade it in on the new one that we bought, but the guy didn't want it. That went for $1,825. He has an engine hoist. Don't ask me what that is. You guys might know. That went for $67.50. He had some scaffolding that apparently the highway guys don't use. That went for $470. And apparently we had an old merry-go-round that the insurance company said is illegal. We can't use it down at the park. So that went for $510. So there's one, two, three, four items that he put up for auction. Looks like you got some good money for them. I just need a motion for the town board to accept those bids.
I just like to add to that that Ferris mower that they sold, that he sold.
Uh-huh.
Was on, the mower that he sold,
right.
The lawnmower, was only uh-huh. estimated at $800, so he more than doubled that at the auction.
Yeah,
that was
yeah you're right.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you're right, Gary. That's what it was estimated at.
Yeah, the guy where we bought the new one said he wouldn't get much more than $800, if that. And he got $1,800, so that's good.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I need a motion to accept the bids as read.
I'll make a motion.
Councilor Dunham?
Wait a minute. I need a motion.
I'll motion.
That's
I'll
Gary.
I'll second it.
And that's who?
Doug seconded.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Councilor Dunham?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. He'll let those guys know tomorrow so that they'll know that it went through. Anything else, Mayor, that you wanted to bring up from the village or questions or whatever?
I had a notation here regarding the copiers, and this went before both the boards. The company that had presented the information was Wells Fargo, and the new lease agreement was going to be for 2 years. The information that came in is that it's a new leasing company, which will be Great America, and the monthly payment is $134.40. And along with that is a one-time standard fee of a documentation fee of $89.50 that will be added on to the first payment. But just so that, because it had gone past both boards, and then after the fact, the information came that they were switching leasing companies, and the new leasing company would be Great America. But the other terms would be the same. The monthly payment would be $134.40. But other than that, it'll be a 2-year lease period for the copier shared by both the village and the town.
Okay, that's a little bit less than what we've been paying now. But are they still going to do the toner and all we do is the paper? Jimmy, do you know?
Everything's the same.
So everything is the same. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Did your board approve it, Mayor, or are you doing it this coming week?
the previous one had already been approved, but we'll address that in the coming this coming week.
All right, because I believe we did it at the last meeting. We did ours. Right. Okay, anything else, Mayor?
No, that's fine.
Okay, got the Ravens Clinic and the auction. Okay, then the next quarterly meeting for the joint boards is scheduled for September 10th at 7. The mayor will be putting together the agenda and running the meeting. If there's nothing else, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
John makes a motion to adjourn.
That's I true. Second it, Neil.
John Dunham and Neil. Okay. Yep. Anybody objecting? Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Appreciate it.
Take
care.
Night.
Bye.
See you, everybody.